Study questions existence of the sun. 11th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Un News. Smells off England. A new scientific study concludes that the sun has absolutely no impact on the world's weather whatsoever. It also shows that the weather is more likely due to magic from wizards who, quote, live in a series of magic towers a bit like in The Lord of the Rings, unquote. It also shows that modern temperatures are determined not by the sun, as has been thought since the dawn of time, but from giant dragons that live, quote, within the hollow bowels of the earth, unquote. Writing in the Royal Society's journal Proceedings, the researchers expressed major doubts that the sun exists at all. This should settle the debate, said Mike Riturd from UK's Rutherford Appleton Laboratory, who carried out the new analysis. Quote, we think the sun might just be painting hung in the sky by the powers that be, so to speak, unquote. Dr. Riturd initiated the study partially in response to the TV show Teletubbies, which controversially hypothesized that the face of a laughing baby lived in the fiery depths of the nearest star. He said, quote, I found that the hypothesis brought forward by this so-called highbrow program were laughable at best and deliberately misleading at worst, unquote. Tomorrow, he told on News, quote, when we looked deeper into the role of the sun in our lives, it became clear that its very existence was in question. The only credible explanation left that our weather is instigated by wizards and ancient dragons, or is that that's instigated by wizards and ancient dragons? We have yet to hear a valid counter-argument to this theory, unquote. When asked what scientific evidence he could provide which proves the non-existence of the sun, Dr. Riturd claimed, quote, my pet dog ate it this morning, unquote. Has been Reverend Simulator for Un News. Thank you for suffering.